setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you've joined a conversation about you, specifically who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. We're talking about moving from paycheck to purpose. Everybody longs to make a difference in this world. And if you just treat your work as just this thing you do to live and nothing else, you will spend your entire life not fully living. However, if you see that work is an opportunity not just to make money, make a living, but also to contribute to the world, what it is that you were created to contribute, now meaning enters into the equation. And that's what we want to help you do. So there's seven stages that we walk you through. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. So we'll help you identify what stage you're in, what you need to do to get out of that stage and into the next. And we're just going to keep walking with you. Some of you are all about getting promoted, making more money, more influence. Come on. I'm your coach. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Now, I want to teach to start today's program because yesterday I unpacked what you need to know about talent. And we talked about that most of the world looks at their weaknesses and they try to focus on those things and make the weaknesses better. But if it's a weakness, there's only so much you can do. Versus if it's a talent, a strength, you can hone that into a sharpened skill. So focus on what you do best and be aware of and largely guard yourself from doing work in areas where you're really, really weak. Now, let's talk about passion. So again, talent, passion, mission. These are the three gifts that every human has. Talent, these are things you do well, hard skills, soft skills. Passion, this is work you love. I want you to think of just the work. Forget the money. Forget the notoriety or title or whatever. Just think about the work itself. In isolation, if it's just you doing the work, you enjoy the work. You love the work. Some of you love being creative with your head and hands. Some of you love fixing stuff, building stuff. Some of you love designing. Some of you love teaching. Some of you love analyzing, researching. I could go on and on and on. You love it. You'd probably do it if money wasn't even in the picture. You'd do it because you love it. So I want to help you define this a little bit deeper today. So passion. Why do I use passion to define work you love? Well, because I think passion gets misunderstood a lot. I think it gets referred to as an emotion only. Like, I'm passionate in love. I'm passionate as a fan. And it gets used only that way to where it just gets reduced to a feeling. And I think it's deeper than that. Does it describe emotion? Sure, sure, sure. But it's deeper. And I would define it as emotion and devotion, meaning that love of something is going to drive two outcomes. If I love a person, then when I get around them, I obviously feel good. I have positive emotions toward them, and then I am committed, devoted to them, loyal to them. I care about their well-being. Same thing with work. If I love my work, then I get excited thinking about the work. I get excited when I'm doing it. I lose track of time. I'm just completely immersed. And then I'm devoted to it. I don't want to quit it. I don't have to. Go home and sleep. But I'm also devoted to getting better at it. Devoted to staying with it. That's emotion and devotion. So when you look at work, you go, okay, what do I really love to do? I think you need to ask yourself, do I get excited when I think about it? Just thinking about it. I'm going to tell you right now, when I get, I'll be given a speech coming up in May at our summit. I'm going to tell you right now, when I start thinking about that, I'll get excited. 2-3 days before, I've already done the prep, but as I start really thinking about it, I'll get excited. Moments before I go on the stage, before they introduce me, I'm telling you, I'm like, hey, Kool-Aid. You know those old commercials where Kool-Aid came busting through the wall? That's me. You have the same type of emotion about other types of work. So that's the idea. When I think about it, I get excited. Of course, when I'm in the middle of it, it's just a warm feeling rushes over you. And you're so hyper-focused on just the act of that work that a 45-minute talk for me feels like it took 4 minutes. Same thing for you. 45-minute whatever feels like it was 4 minutes. Or 4 hours felt like 4 minutes. That's the high emotion. I'm excited thinking about it. And I'm ecstatic, elated in the middle of it. That's high emotion. And then again, the devotion is, I'm all in. I'm committed to it. This is what I want to do. You're that way towards those you love. You're that way towards your sports teams in thick and thin, right? When they're terrible. I'm devoted. I'm still going to the games. So that devotion here for work is, hey, I'm committed to being better. I'm committed to doing whatever it takes to continue to do the work long term. High levels of emotion and devotion. So when you start thinking about the type of work that you love, some of you may have never put it into that type of context, it's really important that you go, hey, does it spark high emotion for me? And does it create high devotion? If the answer is yes to emotion, but no on devotion, what do we have there? Well, that's hobby. That's hobby level. Yeah, I do it when I have time. When I get a little money, I'll jump over here and do a little bit of this. See, that's hobby level. What if it's high devotion and it's low devotion? Excuse me, high devotion, low emotion. Well, now you got yourself just a day job. It's a day job. I'm devoted to it because I got to have it. Got to have it for the money to provide. It's a utilitarian perspective. Like it's the thing I need. I'm devoted. I got high devotion to this work, but low emotion. Well, that's just your day job. The dream job, high emotion and high devotion. And you cannot, if you allow yourself to truly examine it, you can't walk out of that examination with no answer. It's as clear as it can be. And that's when you go, okay, I love, big letters, all caps, love this work. I have a passion for this work. I am willing to suffer, go through hardship, wait to be able to do this work. That's the root of the word passion. In both the German and the Greek language, a form of suffering. I will suffer in order to be able to do this. You must have passion to do that. And so that's how we define it. All right, coming up next, your phone calls. We still have some few lines open, 844-747-2577. You're one phone call away from clarity. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey parents, if you've got a kid that's considering a career in technology, you've got to check out my friends at Bethel Tech. They can get there without breaking the bank. Bethel Tech has an online training program that teaches the latest in-demand tech skills for a fraction of the price of traditional college. And they've got an 85% placement rate. I've got the offer for you. Go to Bethel Tech to get $1,000 to $2,500 off of tuition. Again, that's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you get on purpose in your life and your work. Oh, and by the way, that'll help with your money too. The Ken Coleman Show is a part of the Ramsey Solutions Network, coming to you from our gorgeous Ramsey Solutions Worldwide headquarters in Nashville. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. It is your show, which means it is a caller-driven show. And because we podcast every day's syndicated radio and SiriusXM radio show, we have callers from all around the world. And so I would encourage you, those of you that are listening to the podcast right now, if you ever want to call, you can get us from 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time every day. Every day. Monday through Friday, I should say. Not every day. I'll be home on Saturday and Sunday. But we'd love to hear from you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Morrisville, North Carolina, and Ryan joins us there. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's going on?
All right. Awesome. So I graduated in 2019 with a degree in mechanical engineering. And so my first job, I was an engineer with a company that ended up going through some downsizing 6 months into my job. But instead of just, you know, straight up laying me off, they offered me a position inside the IT department. And so, and that's where I've been for the last like year and a half, basically. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, I discovered your show, you know, a couple months ago and started to implement some of the stuff that you teach. And so I found a company, you know, here in Mooresville that was like the perfect intersection between like my talents, passions, and missions and stuff.
Right.
But I made it, you know, I made it all the way to like the third round, which was the final round of interviews. And so on Monday I found out that, you know, I was not accepted for that job. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so I guess I'm just calling to try to, I don't really know like where to go from here, I guess.
Well, the first thing is to get your heart and head right. Okay. So number one, it hurts. It's rejection. Mm-hmm. There's just no other way to say it. You got rejected. They didn't look at it that way, but that's the way we humans take it when we're up for something that we want and they choose somebody else. And so understand you've got enough life under your belt to know you've been down that road before. At some point in your life, someone picked someone over you on the playground or you got dumped or whatever. You've had this happen to you before and you bounced back from it. True or false?
Right.
Okay.
True.
Yeah. So it's not your first rodeo, but it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to feel rejected because that's normal. But what it is not okay is to stay there. So what we go is, all right, This is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling hurt and I'm feeling rejected and maybe a little bit of anger and frustration there, feeling maybe discouraged, sad, you know, all kinds of things. And so let's acknowledge that, and then let's go, okay, all right, I can stay in these feelings, or I can go, this is normal to feel this way, but I need to start thinking through this a little bit, and now that I know what I'm feeling, I need to go, okay, how's that affecting how I'm thinking and acting? And so we pretty quickly got to go, wait a second, well, I can't let this turn into this idea that now I don't know that I'm ever going to get where I want to go. That's not true, and... Mm-hmm. You need to start focusing on the fact that, good news, you figured out what your sweet spot was. A couple months ago, you didn't know. Now you know, and right. You found it. And it didn't work out. And so, okay, what do we do? So here's what we realize. The no you got is not a no. It is a not here, not now.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? We now go, could that opportunity open up again? You stay in touch with those folks? Send them a nice thank you note. Appreciate the opportunity. If something else pops up, let me know. And then you move on. You leave a really nice taste in their mouth. You're probably going to stick in their mind if you handle it that way. And then let's keep looking for that. Let's look for other opportunities that are in your sweet spot. Because what's great about the sweet spot is it's not this little teeny tiny eensy weensy area where one job exists for Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
It is a, think of it as a circle. The middle of a target, right? If you've ever shot at a target with a gun or a bow and arrow, it's a circle, and it's not just room for an arrow or a bullet. There's enough room there. And so there's multiple things here. So we keep looking for that. And now we get excited because we go, all right, I tasted it. I tasted a little bit of it because I had a shot, and I didn't win, What can I learn from it? It'd be just like playing sports. Played well, but not well enough. Or played as good as I could play, and somebody was better than me. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
If you ever watched sports or played sports, that's happened, right?
Right.
Still hurts. Still in the locker room upset. But we can say as a team, we played our best. We just weren't good enough.
Right.
So that's what you need to do. And you just keep moving.
So I guess so my second question, I've been applying to a bunch of jobs, like in the, you know, Mooresville, Charlotte kind of region, for like probably 6 months now.
Okay.
And so I'm starting to kind of get the feeling that, like, you know, maybe, you know, potentially this area is just not going to work. So I found actually that a place that I did an internship with in college, up towards like Raleigh, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
That they're hiring for like an engineer.
Great.
And so, you know, I guess, for some reason, I feel like I'd be regressing if I were to just, you know, contact the people that I still know from up there. And,
why? What about that is truly regressing? I'm not being a smart aleck. I want you to tell me how it's truly regressing.
I mean, I guess, you know, I'm kind of a big dreamer type person. And I feel that I can, you know, really get kind of the perfect job, so to speak. And so, you know, when I did that internship with them in college, it was like, well, you know, this is fine, but I think I can do better.
Well, you can. But what if returning to Raleigh gets you back into the engineering side of things and gets you back on the right ladder, and then you crush it for them for a year or two, and then you keep looking up, because there's no perfect job. And I know what you mean by perfect job. You mean dream job. There's no perfect
right.
job. Okay.
Right.
But to me, that's not regressing. You're not on the right ladder right now. You know that, and I know
right.
that. So what do we got to do? We got to get on the right ladder. And that for you is doing engineering work. And I would not, by the
right.
way, agree with you that there's no opportunities in the Mooresville, Charlotte, North Carolina area. I just totally reject that. Charlotte's just too big. Too big, too much stuff going on there. You got to stop applying like everybody else and just submitting resumes. You've got to work the proximity principle. And I'm going to give you my number one best-selling book, okay? I'm not giving you a pamphlet. I'm giving you a book mm-hmm. that's written on the principle that I came up with after talking with a caller on the show 4 years ago. And you're new to my show, so I'm going to give you the book. What's your favorite format? Ebook, audio, or good old-fashioned hard copy?
I could go for a good old-fashioned hard copy.
Good old-fashioned hard copy. All right, so here in just a second, I'm going to get you set up. I'll put you on hold, and Amanda will get you the book. Now, listen to me. The proximity principle says in order to do what Ryan wants to do, he's got to be around people that are doing it, engineering, and in places mm-hmm. where it is happening. The formula of
right.
the proximity principle is the right people plus the right places equals opportunity. And people are knocking on Ryan's door, not Ryan just submitting resumes and waiting for mm-hmm. someone to bite on the hook. This is active.
Uh-huh.
This is active fishing. This isn't just laying up, you know, laying down on the side of the bank with your rods and waiting for something to grab. No. We're out there. Okay. And so I'm going to give you the book. You read it. You do exactly what I tell you to do in the chapters. There's some exercises at the end of each chapter. Super practical. And you watch opportunity start knocking on your door. The proximity principle. Folks, if you get around the right people and in the right places, guess what happens? The right time, the right thing shows up. Stop making it complicated. Get intentional. Hang on the line, Ryan. We'll get you the book. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do, and then we help you come up with a plan to get there, and then we stay with you. We coach you, we cheer you along the way. 844 747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to beautiful Wilmington, North Carolina, where Jacob joins us on the line. Jacob, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. What's going on?
So I've got this incredible job. I'm self-employed. I'm an insurance adjuster, but it keeps me away from my wife. I said incredible, but I don't really enjoy the work, and it keeps me away from my wife for long periods at a time. And I really don't know if there's any other job that I can do where I can make as much money as I'm making right now.
Hold on. When somebody says that, I got to at least poke that a little bit, right? Well, how much do you make?
The ceiling is pretty much as much as I'm willing to work. So I'm projecting about 100K this year gross.
Okay. So I'm going to say this back to you, and I want you to listen. And I want you to react. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to act like you. So for the moment, I'm Jacob from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay.
Folks, I don't think there's any other job in the United States of America where I can make more than $100,000. How's that sound to you when I say it?
It sounds a little ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
God bless you, Jacob. This is going to be easy. That was your big thing. I'm stuck, Ken, because I'm making $100,000, but I don't get to see my wife. But the problem is I can't make $100,000 doing anything else. That's what your emotions sound like inside of you. That literally is what your emotions and your thinking are saying to you. It sounds like that. It's high pitched, it's panicked, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, I didn't know I needed a therapist today, but
I'd say that I'm part coach, part counselor, part cheerleader. So we jumped right into the counselor part, and then I'm going to coach you in a second, right?
Okay.
But I mean, am I right or am I wrong? Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, no, you're right. The problem is I don't expect to make this money. You know, I'm not trying to just, you know, make as much money as I can. My goal has been make this kind of money for the next couple of years and then find a job that I actually enjoy.
Okay, wait a second.
I don't know if I can handle this job for that much longer.
I get it. So let's adjust the timeline. So instead of, good thinking, by the way, really solid thinking. So instead of two more years of this, being away from your wife, and by the way, it makes you a really good dude. You miss your wife, man. You're hurting. That's not the life you want. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If it was going to be two more years from now, but we know that your heart won't allow that, then how many more months could we realistically do it?
Realistically, probably 8 or 10 more months.
Great. Fantastic answer. I was going to say 6, but I like 8 to 10 gives you more time. But I think it could easily be only 6 more months. The only thing that is changing the timeline is how quickly you find something else and get to it.
Mm.
So I teach the talent, passion, mission model. It's my whole methodology. Inside of Jacob's sweet spot, which is the intersection of your talent, this is what you do best, your passion, work you love to do, and your mission, results that you want to accomplish, results you want to put out into the world. At the intersection of that, that's the sweet spot. And so picture that as a circle. And inside that sweet spot, same thing like on a zone on a bat or a tennis racket, that's an open spot there, and there's lots of jobs in there. Several career paths, even multiple dream jobs. Do you believe that, Jacob?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so if you believe that, then all we got to do is get busy about figuring it out. And then that's get clear. And I'm even going to take a wild guess that you've got at least one or two ideas on what you would do tomorrow if you knew you could make $100,000 or more and you knew you couldn't fail.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did I know that? Now, Jacob, tell me, what is it? Is there two? Is there one idea? What is it?
I've got a couple. I want to have a recording studio at some point.
Okay. What does that mean? Are you actually just like the landlord and you let other producers and musicians rent it out, or are you actually the producer and doing that work?
Yeah, like I produce music, and I do that now for free and for fun. So that's what I'd love to do.
All right, what's the other idea? What's the other idea?
Working at the church plant that I volunteer at right now.
Okay. All right. So I can tell you this, making $100,000 at the church plant, that's not realistic right now. I mean, $100,000 is large churches. So you know, that is something though that you can continue to be involved with.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is it going to take for you to make $100,000 producing music and or running a studio? So to me, it would have to be, I got to start going to the next level. And I've got to start actually getting paid to produce people's records, produce singles, whatever, produce jingles for television, produce, I mean, whatever kind of audio jingle. I mean, it's kind of like, I got to start doing that. And then I got to get to the point where I'm getting paid well, and I got enough work coming in that, plus if I got myself a studio, then I could also lease that out too. So I'm making money with the studio. Other people can use it for sessions, and I'm producing in there. So if that's the dream, off the top of my head, first glance, that's probably going to take more than 8 to 10 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So now what do you do? Okay. Cause I know what you're thinking right now. You're going, okay, Ken, so you thought you were all real smart, didn't you? And now this is going to take more than 8 to 10 months, but my heart can't keep doing this. And I'd say, I disagree. Cause if you're making progress on that true dream, and you're starting to do more, and essentially you work for yourself. Yes, you have to travel, but if it is a 1 year, 1.5, or can you do 2 more years if you realize, wait a second, I'm going to adjust other parts of my life, but it's going to hurt a little bit. But the difference is, I know this is a limited season, and by me traveling, doing this insurance adjusting work, which allows me to make really good money, it's actually allowing me to save up more money so that I don't have to make as much doing the producing. Or it's going to put us in a financial situation to where once I transition over, I'm fully happy, and for the rest of my life, I've got this thing dialed in. So you do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do. And I pursued radio and broadcasting for 7 years on my own. It was lonely. I ran my own business, and I had to miss a lot of stuff with my family. Not everything, but I had to miss a lot. I had to make sacrifices, and financial sacrifices, not just family sacrifices. But then I got to Ramsey, and I put in 3 more years, and then boom. So it comes down to, how bad do you want it? Are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to wait as long as it takes? And with the right perspective, you can do this 2 more years. Because I don't know if you can replace that income within 8 to 10 months. Am I right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, so here's the deal. But if you're making more money, maybe traveling even more for a short season, and you save up $30,000 in the next 8 to 10 months, I'm just making this up, then you go, okay, that's going to be my floating fund, and then I only have to make 70 doing the producing. You know, and that may be too hard to do. So this is all a math and a calendar issue. But you can do this. Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. You could also go get a different day job that doesn't require you to travel. Because I think your experience as an insurance adjuster, I haven't even mentioned this, Jacob, your experience as an insurance adjuster is transferable to a lot of different jobs that may not require you to travel. So maybe you go get an $80,000 to $90,000 job, or another $100,000 job that doesn't require you to travel. How would that feel?
Yeah, no, that's what I've looked into that. I've looked into
then
doing
do that.
Similar work, but the problem is, you know, my resume is really not that great. You know, I don't have a college degree
or anything. Does not matter. Don't go for jobs that require a college degree. And there's plenty in your field that don't. And go get the Ken Coleman resume guide right now. Right now. Go get it. Let's talk about Amanda. Let's make sure we email it to him. Let's make it easy for him. Let's email it to him. Get the template. Use it. Start getting after it the right way. The easiest path is to get a different day job where you don't travel as much. That's going to make this transition a lot easier. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you pave the road towards your dream job. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to the Big Apple, New York City. Boy, I can't wait to go back there, Madison. Last time I was in New York City was March of last year, and they were shutting the city down. Me and the other Ramsey personalities, including Dave Ramsey, were up there doing media, as you might recall. And I was in Times Square doing an Instagram Live. And while I was on Instagram Live, a lady from the Broadway tickets comes out, and you can hear in the video, and she goes, "We are closing all Broadway shows. They're shut down indefinitely." Still are. I love New York City. And that was a Friday, and they were shutting the city down later that afternoon. And wow. So just a little ADHD moment. Kind of miss New York. Kind of looking forward to going back. Dennis is still there. Dennis, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, how are you? Thanks for taking the call.
You bet. What can I help you with?
Yes. So I have been out of work now for about 6 months, all stemming from the shutdown, as you were just saying. And so I've been working on a few different things, and basically I find myself, you know, kind of spread out, going in different directions, and I feel I'd be more effective if I could focus. Mm-hmm. And so I've been looking for work in what I do, which is, you know, high-end retail. And at the same time, I have a product that I launched some time ago that I've, you know, taken another look at and believe I'm pretty confident that there is, in fact, a market for what I've produced. But it is a heavy lift. So that's both financially and the fact that I'm a one-man show. I've been looking for partners, looking for financing, at the same time looking for work. And at the same time, someone has come to me and, you know, offered, has an idea about a franchise that, because of my retail experience, thought that maybe, you know, he would be interested in partnering with me. So I'm working on so many things, and I'm kind of torn. So, you know, at the end of the day, in the perfect world, I would be building my business
right
off of the product that I have. But I'm not sure that, as I said, it's such a heavy lift that I know that I can't do it alone.
Right.
I know the money that I've put in at this point is really as much as I can afford to. But I'm also confident that, you know, given the right, I could get a team together and get the financing together, that it's a niche business.
Yeah.
But I'm confident that it exists. And obviously there are no guarantees when it comes to...
Are you all in on this thing right now? Are you working another job, or are you unemployed while doing this?
Yeah, I'm unemployed. I've been, you know, as you say, I've actually been working the network, and had some interviews and some potential, and I applied despite the fact that, you know, I look and I apply to things online, and you never quite get any response.
So I got I only got about a minute and a half left. What is your question?
Yeah. Question is, how do you decipher? Like how what sort of?
I think you need to get a day job that pays you, so you're not stuck on unemployment benefits. That's no way to live, and I know you've had to do it. So I don't think you give up on the dream. I think if you have to pause, you pause. If you can keep it going at a very low, you know, slow rate, so still keep it going on some level, but get stable in the day job until you get the right partner or you get in a situation where financially you can keep putting more into it. I think you got to stabilize first, but I don't want you to give up the dream. I think you've put too much into it, and I think you've got some real, sounds like you've got some belief in it and that there's been some legitimate interest in it. And so the key here is to stay alive. Okay. That's the theme on both. So my answer on both options is keep the dream alive, even if it's life support. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And then keep yourself alive. And I know you can do both. You've made it this far. Better days are ahead, right, even for New York, I promise. You got this, right, man. Thank you for the call. Keep them both alive. Whatever you got to do, keep the dream alive. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get clear so you can confidently step forward on the path that you know you're supposed to walk. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited you're here. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Toll-free number. All right, let's go to another one of my favorite places to say. Yesterday it was Poughkeepsie. I like saying Muncie. It's just a fun word to say. Muncie, Indiana is where Jessica joins us. Jessica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. What is going on today?
I am currently struggling and have been debating on this for a while. I decided to start going back to school. I'm going to be 40 this year. I'm going to a big vocational school. I've worked at a university for 14 years. And they offer free tuition, which I plan on taking advantage of. Now, the problem is my daughter is going to be a junior. So I always told her that we would work. I would get her that discounted education as well. But when I get my bachelor's degree, I don't know how much longer I'm going to want to stay here because I currently work as a custodian. And it's just not my sweet spot.
By the way,
I don't want to feel selfish.
The answer to that is not very long. You know it, and I know it, so don't even say that. Don't go, I don't know how long. You don't want to stay there.
I don't even want to be here right now.
I know. So it's good. So this is important to acknowledge, because I know where this is going before you even get there. All right, keep going.
Yeah, so I have my life license. I'm passionate about coaching. I have people constantly message me with their problems.
Nice.
I'm very empathetic, so I love fitness. I love coaching of any kind. I love helping people with their finances, and I'm currently teaching an FPU course.
Oh,
and
thank
I told
you.
Them that I was going to call you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I told them I was going to call you, so maybe okay. I'll be able to show them this.
I love it. So what's the question? What are we dealing with?
Well, after I get my bachelor's degree, I don't want to be like, try to sacrifice my daughter not graduating debt-free.
Okay, hold on. So she's a junior in college or junior in high school?
Junior in high school. Sorry,
Well, no, I knew it was either one, and so that makes this make more sense. So she's a junior in high school. When do you finish your bachelor's?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure right now. I am working on my associate's at a vocational school, and I got less than a year on that because I'm only taking two classes a semester because I'm working full time.
And what is it that you want to go do?
I am going to school for business, but I absolutely love the career coaching aspect. I would love to tell the story about how I came to find out what I wanted to do in life, which was me getting in debt, helping others get out of debt. So I did meet and sit with a career coach at a vocational school and talked to him about the route that he took. And he told me that he took nonprofit courses and stuff like that. So
here's my
point. I just like helping people.
Okay. And I love that. So the bottom line is you'd like to do coaching. It could be a combination of career coaching, financial coaching, maybe even some health and nutrition as well. So
I definitely look forward to getting my personal training license as well.
See, that's what you need, not the degrees. So I'm not trying to talk you out of going to school, but we've kind of got this big burrito here, and I'm trying to unwrap the burrito. And I say, let's unwrap this. So here's what we got. If you leave the university employment, then I'm reading between the lines here because I got enough of this. Then your daughter won't be able to go at a discount, a steep discount. Is that right?
Yes. And it's not that I make like that much money here. I make $34,000 a year. And per semester, I Googled it before I called you. It was $10,000 yearly. So I'm trying to figure out if the savings is even worth it or how much I'd need to make. By the way, I also have my life license, so I can help people with their
Great. So you're telling me it's 10 grand a year. It's 10 grand a year for your daughter to go to the university that you work at. If you're an employee, that's what it is.
It would actually be less than that. That's not including the discount.
Well, let me tell you something.
The discount's supposed to be like 80%, which is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And
yeah.
She likes the idea of being debt free. We talk about Dave Ramsey principles all the time.
Okay. But listen, hold on. But I want to reframe this for you. This is exciting.
Yes.
You've got a false narrative. You're acting like she couldn't afford 10 grand a year. You're a working mama. You know how easy it is to make 10 grand in the United States. She gets a summer job. She could make 2, 3, 4 grand, depending on what she does. She worked 2, 3 jobs. This is not all on you, mama, number one. I just want to put that out there. Hold on. I'm preaching now. Number two, I'm going to answer your question, but number two, it's possible for you to maybe move into a different role at the university that you liked a whole lot more than being a custodian, which would then make this transition a little easier. And then you do the coaching.
I have definitely thought about that.
All right, because then you could do the coaching on the side. You could build your coaching business. Because here's the deal. You don't need the degree. Anything you're doing, you don't need to be a coach. You could take financial coach master training here at Ramsey Solutions and become a really, really good financial coach.
Definitely have thought about that also.
You could also go get that certification on the health and nutrition side, and that's a fraction of the cost of the school. So I think we got a lot of options here, and I think that should free you up, meaning your daughter could work her way through school. I did. She could work and go to school full-time if it's 10 grand a year.
She's going to go for nursing, and I feel like it's a promise I made years ago, so I don't want to feel like empty promise.
And I'm not telling you, I'm not telling you to break your promise. I'm just trying to give you options.
I appreciate it.
My point is, you don't have to sacrifice your dream to keep your promise to your daughter. Do you see that?
That's exactly what I feel like I'm doing.
But you're not. You're not.
Yeah.
I love your emotion, but I
didn't expect to cry.
Well,
I always hear other people.
Well, I think I spoke to your fear, and I don't think that fear is telling you the truth. Didn't I just give you a window into see how you could make progress while keeping your promise? There's nothing keeping you from starting your coaching business and still working at the university.
Right.
What I would do is try to get out of that custodial job because that's just pulling you down and sucking the life out of you. But if you can't, still doesn't stop this process. You sweep those floors like Michelangelo painted because you're going, this is me. This is a huge job for me because this allows my daughter to go for a fraction and not have any debt. And oh, by the way, while I'm sweeping the floors, I'm thinking about my coaching methodology. I got a financial session tonight with a couple that needs me. I'm coaching a single mom who's coming after having a baby and she's depressed about how much weight she put on.
I definitely look forward to that.
I know. And I'm telling you, there's nothing stopping you from that. Now, can you pay your bills full-time? No. But guess what? While your daughter's in college, you're growing that coaching business, and you're in a better job at the university than being a custodian. And maybe you do some type of support work over in the career coaching area, counseling area of the university.
Yeah, that would be good.
I know. That's why I suggested it. So I guess what I want you to walk away with is, wait a second, I'm not stuck. I don't have to choose between the promise I made my daughter and what my heart's pounding for me to do. You do both.
Yeah.
Because guess what, Jessica? You don't just start a coaching business and people line up outside your house. You got to build it.
Right.
And that 2 to 3, 4 years of your daughter going through school at a deeply discounted rate is the time you need to build that coaching business to where you can walk into that full time.
I just didn't want to start my career at like age 50.
You're not. You're starting it today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to question whether or not you do any more college at all. I mean, seriously, why do you need it? I'd look at the money you're spending on that and go, what can I do with financial coach match training? What can I do with certified coaching and fitness? Start today. My time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.